Nick Dolan of the Dendrites joins us now. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks.
How are you?
Hey, fantastic. Just another beautiful day in paradise.
It's kind of hot up here, isn't it? Hot down in Denver?
We got a little overcast going on today, so not too bad, actually. I think we're down in the 80s, which is a nice break because it's been a hot summer.
It has.
Hot summer for ska music, too, down here in Denver. Lots of cool stuff going on.
Well, there's something about ska and sweat that go together well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they're kind of cause and effect, right? You know, if you're doing it right as a ska band, you know, you're turning it around and people are working themselves up to your music and, you know, getting hot and sweaty down there in the dance floor and hopefully having some fun and making some friends while they're at it.
Is that how you know you're doing it?
Yeah, typically, that's how you know you're doing something right, I would say.
Yeah. Well, you played Mountain Fair last year. Now, I didn't see the set because I was back in the studio babysitting the broadcast, but I heard it, and I watched several of your videos, and it looks like you guys like to dress up in suits, like skinny black ties and fedoras and such. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we try and take it back a little bit to the homage of the roots of two-tone ska music, and you know, we like to, you know, dress up, put on a little bit of a performance, you know. And I always say with the boys, you know, it's kind of a little running joke. You look good, you feel good, you play good. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a trick, too, because, you know, a lot of the ska bands that, you know, we've played in growing up, you know, have a little bit of a stigma of the third wave thing where, you know, they're wearing Hawaiian shirts and knee-high socks and shorts and fedoras on stage. And yeah, I think that, you know, we're a little bit beyond that, and I try and, you know, have everybody kind of suit up and look a little sharp so that, you know, the performance comes out and we're looking good.
Bermuda shorts and knee high, so we'll call that white boy ska.
Yeah, there you go, exactly.
Well, your band and your sound, it's all instrumental, isn't it? Do you ever sing?
That's right. You know, we do have a couple that that we use. Our trumpet player, actually, who sings one of the newer songs, something that we just kind of delved into recently. We have a vocal tune. Turns out that he can actually sing pretty well. So we've been utilizing him.
Well, you know, it seems like the way ska has evolved into the new millennium, that there's sort of punk ska and there's sort of soul ska. And I would put you guys firmly in the camp of soul ska. So it always puzzled me a little bit that you're not singing because soul music is singing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, originally, you know, I would say the collective band, Our favorite group is the Scottalites.
Okay.
We're a ska band, but we play the roots of ska, the oldies of ska. The Scottalites are an all instrumental group and primarily horn driven. So we like to have some fun with that, and we play, you know, with a lot of harmonies and a lot of weird chords and. All of our horn players are, you know, pretty sharp in that department and really kind of enjoy writing, you know, really interesting different horn lines, obviously because we don't have any main focal point for, you know, a singer. So we just kind of pass that to the horns and allow them to get really creative and have some fun with it. And I think that it transfers really well because it allows people to just kind of, you know, not focus on one particular thing in the band, but, you know, just kind of enjoy the whole sound, the whole body of what the Dendrites experience is. And, yeah, we kind of open up the dance floor that way a little bit, and I think that it translates well.
I would say so. I would say so. Now, the Scottalites come from, what, late 50s, early 60s, mid 60s down in Jamaica, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And they were kind of a staple of kind of celebration music of the culture at the time, you know, celebrating Jamaica's independence from rule of the British Empire. And so at the time, you know, everybody was feeling jubilant and excited and hopeful. And, you know, thereby, I think that a lot of that music from that time period really translates into, you know, really conveys that energy and that excitement. And, you know, here we are, you know, 60 years later, you know, kind of, you know, still feeling that energy and still, you know, relating to that energy, maybe in a different time and place and for different reasons. But, you know, as a rhythm section guy, you know, as the drummer, I get excited for, you know, those rhythms and you know, how the horns complement those simple rhythms. It, you know, it's infectious, you know, people start dancing and, you know, it's hard not to have fun while celebration music like that is happening around you.
Yes, I agree completely. Very buoyant, very feel-good, joyful music. So I wonder in these times if you see an even greater need for that kind of music.
Well, yeah, that's a good question, man. That's we're definitely, you know, we're a feel good music band, and definitely we like to offer a little bit of a relief to you know, a crazy hectic work week, or you know, we like to be the kind of, I guess, the engine for releasing some steam, you know, at the end of a work week. You know, when things are hectic and crazy and stressful, you know, I always like to kind of, you know, go to a show and enjoy some of that celebratory music. And yeah, you know, it's definitely, we're living in a little bit of a crazy time and place these days, but, you know, I think that it's important to keep in mind, you know, that it's good to, you know, love one another and be friends with each other and embrace one another. And I think the Dendrites shows are an absolute embodiment of that. And I think that when we're all out on the dance floor and having fun with one another, I think that's what humanity is and should be. And I think that, you know, having fun with the music really kind of is a catalyst for that and allows people to come together and unify over something where we're not singing about, you know, a political agenda or, you know, strife or pain, but it's celebration of life and celebration of friendship, and it really translates on the dance floor, and from the stage it looks really great. So
I'll bet.
I'll invite you to come up and check it out for yourself.
Well, now the Dendrites have been around since 2003. I know that you've had several iterations. Have you been with the band since the beginning?
I joined the band in 2009, actually.
Okay.
The Dendrites originally started in 2003 as just the rhythm section, as a punk rock band. And then we kind of, you know, we added some horns, and a lot of our guys like really had an original love for, you know, for ska music and dance music, and we kind of evolved into the traditional, you know, ska sound that we were playing around 2009 when I joined the group. Originally I was just around it playing in another band and really loved what the Dendrites were doing and the energy that was coming, you know, onto the dance floor, and people were, you know, coming from all over Colorado to come to these shows, and I was captivated by it. So I was, you know, doing everything I could to, you know, kind of help these guys out with booking or with you know, promotion. And I even helped them book their first tour in 2009, and on that tour we were actually playing at Ska in the Park with Voodoo Glow Skulls and Assorted Jelly Beans and the Debonairs, and I jumped on stage and kind of, you know, grabbed the microphone and started kind of daring the audience to, you know, dance a little harder and jump around a little faster and playing some auxiliary percussion. And then I guess after that show, I was asked to join the band formally as kind of like a hype man. But then that kind of evolved into the full-time position of drummer when the original drummer of the band moved to Chicago to pursue an artistic endeavor. And yeah, so ever since 2009, I've been with the group, and you know, we all kind of share tasks and booking, promotion, street team stuff, networking, and it works out great because there's essentially an army of us out there kind of helping one another build the brand and build the Dendrites family, so to speak.
Now, do you guys tour around the country, or do you tour around the West, or do you tour at all besides out of Colorado?
Yeah, you know, we've been on a couple big tours, primarily out west and down south into the desert. But yeah, hopefully we can get Kipec east and do some East Coast touring, because those cities are a lot closer than obviously what we got here. You know, our major markets are kind of far from each other, so it's sometimes a 6-hour, 8-hour drive between, you know, some place like Denver and, you know, Carbondale for one, or you know, even to Phoenix or Albuquerque. You know, they're all long road trips, but if we could get out to the East Coast, man, that would be great. And so I'm kind of trying to connect some dots, you know, and see if we can make something like that happen in the near future, because I would love to spread the word a little bit, you know.
Well, you know, there it seems like there's a ready market for it, just because it is such infectious music.
Agreed. And there's a lot of really great bands that are going on right now, doing a lot of really cool stuff on the East Coast and around the country, and frankly around the world. And the internet's really, you know, kind of allowing all of these bands to connect with each other and shoot each other notes real easily and kind of check each other out. And man, I gotta say how cool that is, that, you know, all of a sudden I'll get an email or a message from somebody, you know, just checking us out for the first time, you know, and he's in Mexico City, for example, or, you know, somewhere in the UK, and, you know, they just drop you a note to say, hey, I just found you guys on Spotify, and, you know, you guys blew me away. This is incredible. You know, it makes my whole day.
Nice.
And, you know, there's a lot of really cool bands right now that are really kind of ramping up and embracing ska music. And we're not just talking about the bands that have been doing it forever. Like, now all of a sudden there's, you know, all these young bands. You know, you got kids that, you know, were maybe 16, 17 years old that are starting up these cool new bands that are really kind of taking off, and people are seeing them, and we're starting to see ska kind of, you know, be booked at larger and larger venues for larger and larger audiences around the country, which is great. And I really got to give it up to, you know, some of the original proprietors of ska music in the United States. You know, you got your Jump Up Records, you got Chuck Wren in Chicago, and, you know, obviously you've got Asian Man Records, Mike Park. And these are the guys that have been doing ska music in America since late 80s, early 90s, and, you know, played in all these very seminal bands that really kind of defined the community and, you know, helped other younger, smaller bands come up. And now we're kind of starting to see full circle of, you know, their efforts, where it's culminating into something really big. And I'm just super excited about it and can't wait to see where it goes.
Where do you think those young kids are going to take it?
You know, I'm not totally sure, Luke, but I feel very energized by having a 14-year-old kid come up and say, hey, you know, you guys do a cover of, you know, the Liquidator, and, you know, you guys turned me on to the Scottolites, and you guys turned me on to Junior Mervin and Jackie Batu and all these, you know, original Jamaican guys that, you know, when you have a kid come up to you and tell you something like that and tell you that they love, you know, your version of those tunes and that they would have never heard them otherwise, you know, it's pretty special. And I think that, you know, whatever they're doing, you know, I think, you know, kids are, they're not making money doing this, you know, and they're just having fun with their friends. And they're getting charged for the next generation of, you know, ska bands. And, you know, with them coming of age with the internet where they can connect with other bands their age and even some of the older bands, you know, I'm super excited for them because, you know, how easy it is for them to just drop a message. And I'm thinking back even 10 years ago trying to route a tour through the Southwest and into California, where you had to pick up the phone and you had to email people. And, you know, it's now super easy for folks to connect with each other immediately. And, so I think we'll start seeing, you know, an advent of maybe, kind of a mixtape generation where everybody's like kind of throwing songs at, you know, one idea and kind of spreading it throughout their communities and saying, hey, check out what this band's doing from Baltimore, and check out what this band's doing from, you know, Dallas. And, you know, obviously these guys out in Southern California are really doing something neat. And I think that they're going to keep pushing each other and keep challenging each other to, you know, develop a new sound and a new energy and maybe even a new wave of ska, as cliche as that sounds. But, you know, I'll wait. I'll sit back in the shadows and I'll enjoy every minute of it, because there's all these bands right now that are just doing great work that I really enjoy, you know, listening to, that just are coming out with amazing music every day that just makes me want to go down in the basement with Keith and Luis and Evan and, you know, just kind of, you know, riff on something that really struck me and, you know, try a new rhythm or try a new melody and see where it takes us, you know? So everybody's always pushing a new envelope.
I love that. Have you guys ever gone, or have you ever gone to Jamaica? A pilgrimage of sorts?
You know, no, I have not. I can't say that I have, but, some of my really good buddies actually, you know, in the Denver Vintage Reggae Society, a local DJ sound system that specializes in, you know, the roots reggae and old ska. Those guys, you know, they go down to Jamaica. They go down, run around on Orange Street, where Studio One was. And they rummage and they look for old unmarked vinyl and try and find, you know, the buried treasure, so to speak, of, you know, somebody's collection that's been sitting in a garage for, you know, 50 years or more. And, man, I, you know, I would love to go one day and just kind of, you know, see how some of that, you know, works and build some relationships down there. 'Cause, man, you know, I'm a big history buff, and obviously, there's a lot of really cool history, you know, that we touched on, you know, the celebration of Jamaican independence that kind of crafted this music. Huh. So,
yeah,
absolutely. I would say I would love to get there one day, but not on the salary of a ska musician, unfortunately.
Well, the Dendrites have, what, four albums, the most recent 2 years ago, 2017, called Damn Right. And I know
right.
That one is what put you guys on the radar in this valley. It's a great album. I guess that's probably your calling card these days, is that album. Do you have plans for a new album in the future?
Yeah, actually, we are hitting the studio here at the end of this month. And we're going to record, we're hoping to get 4 or 5 songs in for a weekend session in the studio. And ultimately, I think that our vision is that we're going to release a few A-side, B-side vinyl releases and, you know, kind of keep it easy to digest and just kind of do 2 singles at a time. But, you know, we do have a lot of new material that we've been working on since Damn Right came out in 2017. And, we just didn't stop, man. As soon as that album came out, I felt like we had 3 or 4 songs that I was like, man, we should have got that one on the record. We should have got that one on the record. And finally now we're like, oh, cool. Well, now that we have like, you know, a bunch of new material, it's like, well, it's time to get back in the studio. So, yeah, like I said, we're going to hopefully be putting out some A-side, B-sides. You know, I would guess by maybe Christmas of this year.
Nice. That sounds great. Your Mountain Fair set, I don't remember some of the specific songs you did, but I certainly remember the feeling, which was great. You closed out the fair, and, you know, the kind of joyful, bouncy music you guys do is a perfect fair closer, if you ask me. What are your memories of the Mountain Fair last year?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, buddy. The best memory of the Mountain Fair was the impromptu conga line that just kept happening. We're talking like 50, 60, 70 people all in a conga line just snaking through the audience and dancing. And seeing that from the stage was just the absolute coolest thing. That was so much fun. And obviously everybody in town was just so friendly and so welcoming. I mean, we got invited to, you know, maybe a dozen after parties at random houses. Everybody was, you know, super friendly and complimentary, and man, and looking out, I'm telling you, from the stage at that performance was incredible. There was so many people out in the audience that were, you know, right there, you know, hanging on every note. And, you know, when the conga line started going, I mean, you see that from the stage, that's something truly special. And, you know, that's never happened anywhere else. Frankly,
oh,
so
love that.
Yeah, man, that's the only time I've ever seen that. So yeah, you know, as soon as we finished up with that show, we were like, man, we got to figure out how to get back up into town.
So here you are.
So here we are. That's right. And I guess you guys just had the Al Capones out too.
That's right. They played Mountain Fair last weekend.
That's right. And 2 weekends. Those guys are great, great friends of ours. Colorado ska represent. Al Capones are great. And then just a quick shout out to our Rocco Hueca brothers. And yeah, so ska is on the rise in Colorado, and you guys got two of the 3, so maybe next year you got the next one in the queue.
Yeah, we'll have to get Rocco up here. I've seen several videos of them. They're great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Kind of a Latin twist to some of the stuff.
That's right, that's right.
Well, Nick Dolan, I want to thank you for spending almost a half hour with us. It just went by like that. How cool is that?
It sure did, yeah. No, thanks again, Luke, for having me. We're really looking forward to getting up there. We're super excited. And we're going to be playing a lot of the songs off of our upcoming album, yet to be named. But we're looking forward to seeing everybody again. And like I said, we're super, super excited to make the trip. And so for everybody that came and did the conga line with us last time, hopefully you'll be back so I can take a quick video of it this time to show all of my friends.
I think it's going to be off the charts just like last year. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.